You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
The storms of life. We've all faced them. Those moments when it feels like the winds of adversity are howling around us, threatening to overwhelm and consume us. But fear not, for I bring you a message of hope, a message rooted in the unwavering promises of our loving God. So my friends, keep watching until the end and open your hearts to this message and my prayer. In the book of Psalms, we find these comforting words. When the storms of life come, the wicked are whirled away, but the godly have a lasting foundation, Psalm 1:6. This verse reminds us that although the storms may rage, we have a foundation that is unshakable, our faith in God. But what does it mean to have faith in the midst of a storm? It means trusting in God's sovereignty, even when we cannot see a way out. It means holding onto his promises, knowing that he is faithful to fulfill them. It means lifting our voices in prayer, confident that he hears us and will answer in his perfect timing. In the Gospel of Matthew, we read about a storm that threatened to capsize the disciples' boat while Jesus slept peacefully in the midst of it, panicked and fearing for their lives. They woke him, crying out, "Lord, save us. We're gonna drown." Matthew 8:25. And what was Jesus' response? With just a word, he calmed the storm and rebuked the disciples for their lack of faith. Likewise, in our own lives, when the storms rage and the waves threaten to overwhelm us, we must remember that Jesus is always with us. He may not always calm the storm immediately, but he will never leave us to face it alone. He is our anchor in the midst of the chaos, our refuge in the storm. But perhaps you're sitting here today and you're thinking to yourself, "But Pastor, my storm is so great, so overwhelming. How can I possibly find peace in the midst of it?" My dear friend, I want you to know that no storm is too big for our God. He is the one who speaks to the wind and the waves and commands them to be still. He is the one who turns our mourning into dancing, our sorrow into joy. So I encourage you today, whatever storm you may be facing, to fix your eyes on Jesus. Trust in his unfailing love, his unending grace. Take refuge in his promises, knowing that he is faithful to see you through. And remember, as the psalmist wrote, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." Psalm 34:18. my friends. Let us delve deeper into the essence of finding peace amidst the storm. It's crucial to understand that storms are not just physical phenomena, but also metaphorical representations of the challenges, trials, and tribulations we encounter in our lives. These storms can take various forms: financial struggles, health crises, relationship conflicts, or even internal battles with doubts and fears. Yet, regardless of the form they take, the storms often leave us feeling helpless, overwhelmed, and lost at sea. It's in these moments of vulnerability that we must anchor ourselves in the steadfast love and unwavering faithfulness of our Heavenly Father. Moreover, let us not forget the power of community in weathering the storms of life. Just as the disciples cried out to Jesus in their moment of desperation, we too should lean on one another for support, encouragement, and prayer. Galatians 6:2 reminds us to carry each other's burdens, and in this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ. When we come together as a unified body of believers, we strengthen and uplift each other, making it easier to withstand the fiercest of storms. But perhaps you're still wrestling with doubts and fears, wondering if God truly cares about your storm. Let me assure you, my friend, that God is not indifferent to your pain. He sees every tear you shed, hears every cry of your heart, and holds you in the palm of his hand. Isaiah 43:2 promises, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you." Take comfort in knowing that God is walking alongside you, guiding you through the storm to the calm waters beyond. Beloved friends, it's inevitable that storms will arise. Some may be brief showers that pass quickly, while others may feel like tempests that rage on endlessly. Yet, regardless of their intensity or duration, we can take solace in the fact that we serve a God who is not only present in the storm, but who also has the power to bring about calm in the midst of chaos. Think back to the story of Jesus walking on water. When the disciples saw him approaching them in the midst of a fierce storm, they were filled with fear, thinking he was a ghost. But Jesus immediately reassured them, saying, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." Matthew 14:27. In that moment, Peter boldly stepped out of the boat and walked on water toward Jesus. However, when he took his eyes off the Savior and focused on the storm around him, he began to sink. Yet even then, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him, saying,
"When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
You, of little faith, why did you doubt? Matthew 14:31. This story serves as a powerful reminder that when we keep our focus firmly fixed on Jesus, we can walk through the storm with confidence, knowing that he is with us every step of the way. However, when we allow fear and doubt to cloud our vision, we risk losing sight of his presence and sinking beneath the waves of adversity. Therefore, let us be like the psalmist, who declared, "God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help. Therefore, we will not fear, nor the earth give way, and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. Psalm 46, 1, 2. Our God is a mighty fortress, a stronghold in times of trouble, and He promises to be our refuge and strength when the storms of life threaten to overwhelm us. Moreover, let us draw inspiration from the countless examples of faith recorded in Scripture. From Noah, who endured the flood by trusting in God's provision, to Joseph, who remained steadfast in his faith despite years of hardship and injustice, to Paul, who found joy even in the midst of persecution and suffering. These heroes of the faith testify to the transformative power of unwavering trust in God. Even when the storm clouds loom overhead, my dear brothers and sisters, I urge you to take heart and stand firm in the promises of God. No matter how fierce the storm may be, remember that you are not alone. God is with you, guiding you, protecting you, and leading you to calmer waters. So lift your eyes to the heavens, where your help comes from, and let the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. My friends, let us delve even deeper into the profound truths that sustain us amidst life's storms. It's essential to recognize that storms not only test our faith, but also present us with opportunities for growth, transformation, and spiritual maturity. In the midst of adversity, we have the chance to cultivate resilience, perseverance, and an unwavering trust in God's unfailing love. Consider the story of the Apostle Paul, who endured countless trials and tribulations throughout his ministry. He faced persecution, imprisonment, shipwrecks, and physical afflictions, yet he never wavered in his commitment to Christ. In his letter to the Corinthians, Paul writes, "We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed." 2 Corinthians 4, 8, 9. These words resonate with us today, reminding us that though we may face adversity, we are never without hope. Indeed, it is often in the darkest moments of our lives that we experience the presence and power of God most profoundly. When the storms of life threaten to overwhelm us, we have the opportunity to witness firsthand the miraculous interventions of our Heavenly Father. Just as Jesus calmed the storm with a word, so too can He bring peace to our troubled hearts and troubled circumstances. But what about those times when the storm seems to rage on without end? When the winds continue to howl and the waves crash relentlessly against our fragile vessels? It is in these moments that we must cling to the promises of God with unwavering faith. Isaiah 43, 2 assures us, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze." This verse serves as a beacon of hope, reminding us that no matter how tumultuous the storm may be, God is always with us, guiding us, protecting us, and ultimately bringing us safely through to the other side. Furthermore, let us not forget the importance of praise and thanksgiving in the midst of the storm. When we choose to worship God in the face of adversity, we shift our focus from our problems to the one who is greater than any storm we may face. As the psalmist declares, "I will give thanks to the Lord because of His righteousness. I will sing the praises of the name of the Lord Most High." Psalm 7:17. When we lift our voices in praise, we invite God's presence into our circumstances, and we open ourselves up to His peace, His strength, and His deliverance. So, my friends, as we conclude our reflection on finding peace in the storm, let us remember that our journey of faith is not a solitary one. We are part of a community of believers called to support, encourage, and uplift one another in times of trial. Just as Jesus calmed the storm for the disciples, he also calls us to be instruments of his peace in the lives of those around us. Therefore, let us be quick to extend a hand of compassion to those who are struggling, a word of encouragement to those who are weary, and a prayer of intercession on behalf of those who are in need. Let us bear one another's burdens and share in each other's joys, knowing that we are stronger together than we could ever be alone. Moreover, let us remain vigilant in our faith, standing firm on the promises of God, even when the winds of doubt and uncertainty threaten to shake us. Romans 8:28 assures us that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Even in the midst of the storm, God is at work, orchestrating his perfect plan for our lives and bringing about beauty from the ashes of our struggles. Finally, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Hebrews 12:2. He is the one who calms the storm, who walks on water, and who speaks peace to the troubled soul. When we anchor ourselves in his love and trust in his promises, we can weather any storm that comes our way, knowing that nothing can separate us from his love. Romans 8:38-39. So as we go forth from this place today, let us carry with us the assurance that no storm is too great for our God to handle. Let us face each new day with courage, faith, and hope, knowing that the God who holds the universe in his hands is also the God who holds us in his heart. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he turn his face toward you and give you peace. Now, my friends, open your hearts to pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you today with a heavy heart, burdened by the struggles and problems that life has brought my way. I pray for your divine intervention and healing to overcome these challenges and find peace and joy in my life. I lift up to you all of my concerns, worries, and fears. You know every detail of my life, and I trust that you are working all things for my good. I ask that you give me the strength and wisdom to navigate these difficult times, to overcome the obstacles that stand in my way, and to emerge stronger and more resilient than ever before. Lord, I pray that you would heal any wounds that I may be carrying, whether physical, emotional, or spiritual. Please comfort me in my times of need, and remind me of your love and presence, even when I cannot see or feel it. I ask that you would grant me your peace, which surpasses all understanding, and guard my heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Fill me with hope and joy, and help me to trust in your promises for my life. I lift up to you my family, my friends, and all those who are struggling with their own challenges and problems. Please bless them with your grace and mercy, and provide for their needs according to your riches in glory. Lord, I also pray for those who are suffering around the world, whether from illness, poverty, injustice, or violence. Please bring healing, comfort, and peace to them, and use me as your instrument to show your love and compassion to those around me. Finally, I ask that you continue to guide me towards a brighter future, full of your blessings and grace. Help me to trust in your plan for my life, and to walk in obedience to your will. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Amen.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen, That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.